program that will include some Italian composers, and also some composers who are not Italian but got inspired by Italy to compose their pieces. I will start with Rossini, Gioachino Rossini, one of the greatest Italian opera composers. And this year we celebrate the 150th anniversary of his death. So it's a big Rossini year. I love to play opera at the piano. I made some of my transcriptions of his famous overtures. And I would like to start this program with the beautiful music of The Barber of Seville. So the overture, that's the beginning of the opera, as a piece that is composed just for instruments and not with singers. And so when we start this journey with The Barber of Seville in my own transcription of the piano. Rossini, overture.
Thank you.
been a major figure in the history of music, a composer who loved to experiment a lot with classical forms, especially with the sonata, and also with the different sounds of instruments, and especially with the sound of the piano, which at the time it was an instrument growing, was not as perfected as it is nowadays. Beethoven composed 32 sonatas. I'm going to perform now the Moonlight Sonata, written for piano in the 1800. This is the beginning of a new century. We are getting to the Romantic era. And Beethoven does something really special with this sonata, which he calls quasi una fantasia, sonata almost a fantasy. He starts with a slow movement, the famous adagio sostenuto, while usually sonatas always started with a fast movement. So this is something really new that he comes up with. And in the first movement, he experiments a lot with the sound, creating an atmosphere which is almost impressionistic. Then there is the second movement, it's a short movement, it's a minuet. It's what Franz Liszt used to call a flower between two abysses. Now we get to the last movement, the finale. This is the biggest finale that Beethoven wrote to this point. It's a very dramatic finale. It's the longest movement of the three. And of course we can recognize all the pathos that really leads us into the Romantic era. So it's a very beautiful sonata that Beethoven dedicated to an Italian woman, Giulietta Guicciardi. She was a countess and she was a student of Beethoven. Now, Beethoven was in love with this woman so much that he wanted to marry her. And he wrote this in letters to his friends, so we know that for sure. But Giulietta will end up marrying a count and moving to Naples, so there will be no marriage. But Beethoven dedicated this sonata to her, so we have the legacy of this beautiful sonata, Moonlight Sonata.
Thank you. Bravo!